Omaha's number one for hip hop and hits, Power 106.9, your girl Alyssa. And I'm very excited to have the incredibly talented, hilarious comedian, actor, podcaster, and I'm sure some other things. He's back in Omaha, baby. Gary Owen in the studio today.
How are you doing? I'm good.
I would give a round of applause, but it would sound probably kind of weak considering it's you and me.
I'll take it all.
How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. No complaints. We're at the Orpheum tonight.
Yes. Very exciting. Yeah. Are you excited to be back in the city? Do we treat you right when you're in Omaha?
Omaha's one of the nicest cities in the country.
That Midwest, like, nice.
Very, very pleasant out here. I did get a little worried when I watch TV and I see the documentary on Nico Jenkins. That's a little scary.
That, honestly, throwback. That like took me back a little bit because I kind of try to forget about it.
Yeah, that was wild.
You know?
And it's always on my algorithms. I don't know what that says about me.
You watch one video.
I watch too many datelines and documentaries on that stuff.
Absolutely. So like you mentioned, Gary and I are hanging out today because we have a very special show coming to Omaha tonight at the Orpheum. The Omaha Days All-Star Comedy Jam. And this lineup is called All-Star for a Reason. You know, insane with Gary, duh, Lavelle Crawford, Tony Rock, Mojo Brooks. Super excited to have you guys in the city. What can we kind of expect from the show tonight?
Kind of what you expect from Bud Crawford.
A knockout?
Knocking them out, baby.
Oh, okay. Don't mind the millennial pause there, but I was like, I've got this joke. I'm going to catch the punchline.
Yeah. See, I got my Omaha references.
There you go. You've been out with these guys before on the road?
Yeah, I think with comedians, we see each other in passing. Like, you'll be at a club and you'll see their name coming. Mm-hmm. They just left. So, you know, when you can get like four of us together like that, it's always good. It's almost like a high school reunion.
Yeah, it's all family.
You know, you think you've seen them a lot, but then you're like, dang, I haven't seen you in over a year, bro. Yeah.
In the comedy club, we all fam. Yeah. That reference. I was checking out your schedule, and I mean, you're pretty much performing every damn night until the end of the year. And obviously, your career has spanned over several years. We'll say decades, but I ain't trying to age you.
I'm good.
But what would you tell people who have maybe never seen your comedy live and are coming to the first time tonight about your set? Like, what's going to be the vibe with Gary in Omaha tonight?
Just funny.
That's good.
That's it.
That's
the goal. Funny. Ain't gonna learn nothing.
Not really.
I'm not trying to sway how your political views are or anything like that. I'm just funny, man.
I love that. We love the confidence here. Obviously, you're funny. We know that.
Keep it simple.
Who makes you laugh though? Are there any like up and comings that you're really into right now and you're like, check them out?
The guy that opens for me when I'm not on these ensemble shows is very funny. Little guy named Adam Fink.
Is he quite literally little?
Yeah, he's like 5'1".
Oh, sick.
He's little.
Like legally little person?
No.
Not quite?
He's got normal features.
Okay. He was premature, smaller features.
It's not Vern Troyer. My opener, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of stand-up, though. That's the thing. I like to always think my jokes are mine.
Yeah,
and
don't want to be influenced necessarily.
Yeah, I heard Bo Jackson say that when he retired. He goes, I just stopped watching football because I did it for so long.
Yeah,
he just stopped watching. And I go, for me, like same thing. It's like, if I watch another stand-up, two things are going to happen. I'm going to get frustrated because he's very funny, or I'm going to get upset because he's doing hacky stuff. So it doesn't benefit me.
Yeah,
I'm like
that's
this.
Fair. That's
either
fair.
Like, I'm jealous or I'm angry that he's not taking the craft serious. So
I get it. Well, I mean, people in the city truly are very excited for this event. Like, we've been doing a lot of promotion, giving away tickets, and the lines are just constantly lit up. Very excited for you to be here tonight. And my algorithm must know that you guys are coming too, because your face in particular has been all over the FYP. And I think everybody loves like the crowd work clips. How can you not? So you see a lot of that on social media these days with comedians.
Yeah.
Do you think that encourages the audience to kind of insert themselves or heckle more?
If you look, it's not really a heckle.
No, you're right.
Sometimes, like the one that went nuts a couple weeks ago was this dude that they were trying, his drink order was
Hennessy
wrong.
With one ice?
Yeah.
Plastic straw with the brim? I saw that one.
That wasn't a heckle.
No.
That was the waiter asked him a question, and they were really, like, heated. Not angry, but it was going to back and forth. And I was like, what is going on here? So that wasn't, like, a heckle. That wasn't me purposely doing crowd work. That just organically happened.
And that's when the best ones happen.
Yeah.
So viral then for a reason, because it is authentic. Yeah. It is real. I love that one too, because it does quite sound like you're almost doing a voiceover. Well, I mean, that's like the bit, right?
We don't like comedians don't like hecklers.
We don't encourage it.
It's like, because hecklers want to be seen.
Right.
They want to be part of the show.
And everyone wants to be the next viral clip now too.
But people paid money to see the comedian.
Yeah.
So I think the crowd work, and this is like in the vein of Matt Rife, Nate Jackson, everything. It's just, you know, you're having a good, fun back and forth. Yes. I think when you say, when people say heckler, it's you're battling each other.
Yeah.
Well, I think crowd work, you're working with each other. You're like, where are you from? What do you do?
Right. And then absolutely,
the audience is trying to be like, where's he going with this? And then your job as a comedian be like, oh, I didn't see he was going to go that direction.
And then take it from there.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's where a lot of the people enjoy the crowd work, because you're in the moment and right. you're almost trying to guess, like, what's he about to say?
Right.
What's coming next?
It's got to be fun for you then, too, as a comedian, and just being probably a naturally witty person as well, to be like, okay, how can I maneuver this and whatnot?
Yeah, well, it keeps you on your toes. I think it keeps you young.
Yeah.
Keeps your brain moving as a comedian.
Yeah, and well, hopefully, my hope is that Omaha is very respectful tonight, which they will be. They usually are, right?
Omaha's great. Like I said, it's one of the nicest cities in the country.
Do you have a favorite moment out here in Omaha specifically?
Oh, let me think.
Anything that's happened?
I don't think I can talk about it.
No, you can.
No, I
can't. We're that kind of show.
Nope. That could have came up in my divorce.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Well, in the past.
In the past. I was like, can I get like three words? No,
they're friendly.
To
we'll just say they're friendly.
It?
The people here are very friendly.
Three words.
Huh?
Three random words that could describe it. We can make our own story in our head.
No,
he's like, I'm not letting you
not
get
going
me
there.
Here.
I just
not
did it.
Not going there. Perfect. Perfect. You know, again, like hoping Omaha treats you right tonight. As you said, they usually do. We think we're pretty funny. So again, I'll pray for you on that. But if folks can't make the show, which they will. Everybody's coming. And even if they're buying their tickets tonight, they're going to be here.
Yeah.
But we've also got your special, Gary Owen, No S, that just dropped last week for free in full on YouTube.
Yep.
That thing's already got like almost 630,000 views, which is awesome.
YouTube's a good platform. I would encourage comics, don't wait. Don't wait on Netflix. Don't wait on Hulu. Don't, because there's basically three buyers right now. You got Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix.
That's right.
Three buyers. Don't wait on them. Like, if you got a special and you want to get your material out there, shoot it yourself and get out there. Send it to them and don't let them tell you, hey, we're going to wait 6 months. Be like, nope. I want to release it next week.
I mean, social media, free social media in quotes, is an insane tool for any sort of young performer, no matter what your medium these days, because yes, you can monetize it, but you just never know what's going to hit. And it's like, you're getting your content out there regardless.
It's your own TV station, though.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? And that's why when you said my clips are kind of taking over your algorithm,
your face specifically, yes.
We purposely thought about it and I said, okay, who is the highest paid people on TV? It was judges and talk show hosts. They talk, you know why? Because they were on 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to post a clip every day.
Yeah.
And that's going to take me in. I want to overrun people's phones. Instead of the old way of thinking was maybe one clip a week.
Right.
I don't want to oversaturate myself.
Right.
I go, no. Every day, I'm going to post a clip.
As you should.
You know?
I think that's great advice. And I think that with it, again, being so easy and accessible, it's like, you might as well. What
well,
do you
Jake
have to
Paul
lose?
Said it. Jake Paul said, before he started boxing, he said being an influencer was harder because every day he was waking up like, what are we doing today?
Yeah.
And he was posting a clip every day. And it's insanity to not look at people that have done it and not like make it your own format, but look what works and then make it your own. So I was like, why am I spacing? I got enough. So I'm like, I'm going to post a clip every day.
As you should. Yeah. And with the special too, No S, is that what I think it is? What is it? What's the S?
A lot of people like to call me Gary Owens.
Gary
so
Owen.
So it's Gary Owen.
No S.
So No S.
Oh my gosh. When I originally saw it, I thought you were saying like no shit.
No,
like,
no, no S.
Gary Owen, no shit. You know
no, everybody
I mean?
Thinks I got an S on my name. Like, no, Gary Owen, no
what
S.
What are some of the topics that we can expect from that special that you bring up with your set in that?
Nothing tonight.
Nothing tonight?
That material's dead.
Well, yeah, but what? They can still go watch it.
They could. Oh, yeah, they could watch that special. That I don't know. That one's military heavy.
Yeah.
All
kinds of stuff.
Current events. The new hour that you'll see tonight is talking about the twins having kids at my age. It was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to. I looked up how old you were.
Yeah.
My dad's the same age.
Ha!
I'm not trying to be
you
that
your
girl.
Dad having twins right now?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be like, Chris, put it away.
Yeah.
Kind sir, put it away.
No, I took care of it. There'll be no more babies in the future.
That's awesome. Wait. I think I'm mathing where you're at with that one.
Vasectomy.
Right now. Yes.
Yeah.
We can say that
that's
on the radio.
That's
I don't think there's
happening.
Anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, seriously, so much for joining us today. The Omaha Days All-Star Comedy Jam at the Orpheum tonight. Lavelle Crawford, Tony Rock, Mojo Brooks, and of course, my guy Gary Owen. Get those tickets. There's still time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time
today.
And we'll see you at the show soon.
Thank you.
Yes.